It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And let's go to the hotline and welcome in Mr. Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. A little chilly, but doing okay, surviving.
There you go. And it is very chilly, not quite as chilly as it was this past weekend. And why don't we just go ahead and start right there, as Lorain County, in really multiple parts of northern and northeast Ohio, the Midwest in general, just blasted by that big winter storm. And again, here in Lorain County, things got pretty brutal. I thought Kevin Martin had a pretty good write-up earlier this week, or even tail end of last week in the Chronicle Telegram, talking about kind of the different conditions and things that happened. There were a lot of fires that got started that you guys are still looking into the cause of. So what all happened with this winter storm, Dave, and how's the county looking afterwards?
Yeah, so Winter Storm Elliott really kind of came through and whomped Lorain County, sort of the northern part of Ohio, much of the rest of the country as well. Really got hit with major snow. We were a little fortunate. I heard on another outlet that basically we were a little bit lucky, because being on the lake, some of the how the pressure works and how that system works and how the lake affects how things happen up in Lorain County and on the lakeshore, really wasn't as bad as some other places. Now, that being said, it was extremely cold, biting cold. The temperatures down in single digits, and sometimes feeling like far less than that with the wind chill. Really severe winds, just really making everything feel like it was a lot colder than it was. Fortunately, not a heck of a lot of snow. Nothing that really crippled anybody. It's still kind of gross to drive out there in certain places. And when you're exiting, or entering parking lots, be careful of that slush. Keep all the exits for your heat, for the steam and for the dryer and everything, clear of snow if it isn't already, and make sure that the things aren't frozen up. Let your pipes drip a little bit, let the faucets drip a little bit. And I read something last night. Some of the fire departments, some of the police departments had put out some knowledge, just basically saying, it's a lot more expensive to fix a frozen pipe than it is to pay part of that water bill. Just to let the faucets drip a little bit, just so the water's still running through the pipes and still kind of keeping them liquid, keeping them unfrozen. But basically, there were some power outages that hit Lorain County that caused some difficulty. And again, we had a couple of warming centers opening up. As of 4 o'clock on Friday, some of those might have been people who were without power. There were almost 4,000 First Energy customers without power as of 4 o'clock on Friday. About 100, 140 in Elyria, 50 reported in Vermilion, according to Kevin's story. And there were trucks out plowing and salting and preparation for the storm and everything. And fortunately, I think most everybody came through it okay. Also, about 6 fires. That was really rough. That was unfortunate for some families out there who were hit. And Owen McMillan had a nice little write-up the other day in the Christmas Christmas session of the online paper, ChronicleT.com. Couple fires, a chimney fire in Elyria, two house fires. Christmas Eve, one on Longford Avenue, another on Elm Street in Oberlin. Elyria also had a fire on Gull Drive, and then there was one in Grafton. I mean, it was just the firefighters were running around like crazy on the weekend, just trying to fight all this stuff. Fortunately, we don't think anybody was seriously hurt, but some people having to be rehoused just because. They had these unfortunate, just devastating fires, and we're still looking into what kind of caused some of that stuff, and I'm sure the firefighters are looking into that as well.
Yeah, and again, just an absolutely crazy weekend here in Lorain County, crazy past holiday weekend, I should say, with Winter Storm Elliott coming through. And yeah, those fires, like you mentioned, Dave, kind of crazy that we had an outburst of fires considering the weather and the temperature and everything over the weekend. But we'll get some more details on that as they start to come in. So a great breakdown from you there, Dave. Again, Kevin Martin and Owen McMillan had more in the Chronicle Telegram, also at ChronicleT.com. Dave, the other story I wanted to discuss here with you this morning, you actually wrote, this one was in Monday's Chronicle Telegram, if I'm not mistaken, a longtime judge here in Lorain County. Well, he's calling it a career at the end of 2022 as we continue to creep up on that and turn to the new year. What are the details here?
Yes, yeah, so Judge Mark Vetlesky, after a long career on the bench, he spent 24 years as an elected common pleas judge, oversaw thousands of criminal and civil cases. At times he fought with Lorain Police and then with the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office. He gets up there on the bench, and if you've ever spent time with Judge Vetlesky, you know it's not a short conversation. He and I had a wonderful interview the other day, and the guy's sense of humor is intact. He's a fascinating person. He basically decided that this was going to be his last term on the bench. Decided that about 6 years ago, after he got reelected in 2016, he started telling people, "Hey, look, I think this is going to be my last one." And obviously now we have Judge-elect Melissa Kobasher coming in to fill Judge Vetlesky's spot. But Judge Vetlesky, known for his dry humor, for his loud booming voice, from the bench, and he's really an interesting character. Went to Lorain Catholic High School, ended up going to Ohio State University and to University of Toledo College of Law. First ran for prosecutor back in 1996, and then he won the common pleas judgeship in 1998. And basically said, kind of gave me some of his judicial background. Said that, he had to learn real quick, having done a lot of civil practice, non-criminal work. He had to learn real quick how to do criminal practice from the bench. Had good prosecutors working for him. Good. He spent an awful lot of time talking about how great his adult probation officers, how great the deputies, the court staff, magistrates and everybody else that he works with over there in the courthouse. He talked about all the people that made him a good judge, and basically said, "Hey, I'm convinced I did as good a job as I could have," he told me. So congratulations to Judge Vetlesky on his retirement. He said he's not necessarily against re-entering politics at some point. He wants to serve on some more boards and still serve the community in some way. But he said, "I'm not going back to being a lawyer, O'Brien. that's too much hard work. Lawyers have a tougher job than judges do." And just kept that sense of humor intact. He's a funny guy. Knows an awful lot about local, state, and national politics. So if you ever want to have a good long conversation, Judge Mark Vetlesky is the guy to do it. We wish him all the best. He's always been very professional with us at the Chronicle, and just hope that he has he has some time to sit there. We may see him back on the bench. We don't quite know. He's allowed to become as a retired judge. He's allowed to become a visiting judge in another common police court. So he can come back if the judge has to recuse himself, or if the judge has some sort of conflict of interest. The Ohio Supreme Court can appoint him to be a judge for certain cases or some other case that if for whatever reason a judge has to be removed from that, whether positive or negative. So he may come back and hear a couple cases because he knows the players here in Lorain County, or he could be over in Huron County or up in Sandusky County or any of the surrounding counties here in northern Ohio.
Well, again, a huge congratulations to retiring Judge Mark Vetlesky. Again, as you kind of mentioned there, Dave, we'll see what's maybe next in the cards for him, whether that's on the political spectrum or on another board or whatever the case may be. And I do love that sense of humor. I got some lawyer buddies who I think would agree with him on the being a lawyer is very, very, very challenging front. So, again, congratulations to retiring Judge Mark Vetlesky on a long, storied career. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning from the Chronicle-Telegram. It is the local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and all your trusty colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, we have our, as I mentioned before, you know, Judge-elect Melissa Kovacher being sworn in the coming week. So we will have some more information on her as well. When she gets sworn in, I have some stories that I'm coming up for the sort of the year end of the commissioners and what's going to happen. Obviously, we have the Commissioner Matt Lundy going into his own sort of non-political placement where he's going to be taking over for Kevin Brubaker as Liberty Safety Service Director. So some changes on the county side of things. Just some fallout. You know, whatever's left, whatever happened during the storm, some other things that went on. As a result of that, and just whatever comes up. I mean, it's cold, and sometimes things slow down a little bit. You know, sometimes things slow down a little bit at the end of the year, in the news. But we have plenty to do, and you can read all of that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. Please do pick up a copy if you want to find out what's happening in your local area.
Well, of course, we want to find out what's happening. So you heard the man. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or again, that digital e-edition is available online at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. Hope everybody's had an ear on that police scanner. What is this week's scanner story, Dave?
Well, this one from sort of the height of the storm the other day, and we're going to go back to our old steadfast friends over there at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. This one is Dateline Broadview Heights, an officer calling from the field radio. The officer said, "I'll be out helping this Tesla, which can't get up the hill near Parkview and Broadview."
Elon Musk strikes again. Those dang Teslas. I tell you what, you can't trust them for anything. And no, I'm just kidding. But maybe not the greatest vehicle for the weekend weather that we just had. I don't know. I don't own one, but yeah, evidently not so great for that owner. So entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of the CT today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you as always, my friend, for the time. We always appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week. Stay warm out there. Stay safe. And hey, we'll catch up in the new year. How about that?
Sounds good, Rocco, and happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then, and everybody be well.